Clare FM's Morning Focus.
Brought to you by Shannon Heritage. With events right throughout the year for all the family. Shannon Heritage, bringing our history closer to you.
But I want to hear now from the National Association of General Practitioners, who want the government to reverse emergency financial measures put in place during the recession. Their AGM in Maynooth this weekend heard calls for FEMPI to be scrapped. They said the legislation, which cut the pay of many GPs and general practice by up to 38%, has been a key factor in high immigration of GPs from this country. Dr. Liam Glynn in Ballyvaughan is the Chair of Communications for the NAGP. Dr. Glynn, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thanks very much for joining us this morning. We have talked about issues that are pushing TDs out of this country, as you would describe it, previously on this programme. I don't recall FEMPI coming up before now.
Well, I suppose it was FEMPI that FEMPI has been at the root of this, Gavin, all along, because it was FEMPI that. And can I just make one correction to your intro? This is not about pay of GPs. This is funding. FEMPI, the funding that comes to general practice is funding for communities. So I want to try and get that message across to rural communities and urban communities. This funding that was taken out of general practice, which was completely disproportionate to the rest of the health service, so during the financial emergency and measures in the Public Interest Act, on average, other healthcare workers, their pay and conditions were reduced by 20%. In general practice, that figure is around 40%. And that figure is for the funding of a service within a community. And that's why we're struggling to fill posts in rural Ireland.
Okay.
And now that has extended to urban Ireland. Like it used to be places like Feakle and Kildysert. Now it's places like Thurles and Naas that you can't get a GP in. So this is it's a huge issue. We know that 40% of the GPs we're training in this country plan to emigrate, we know that between 2010 and 15, 1,000 of our Irish trained GPs left for the UK and they haven't come back. So we have a huge manpower issue now, and it needs to be dealt with. And we feel that there's a couple of ways to deal with this, but in the short term, reversal of the FEMPI measures. We're not looking for it to be scrapped, but we're looking for the reversal of FEMPI to be general practice to be linked to that. And if that happens, then we feel that might stem the tide of immigration.
Okay,
of GPs.
But you talk about this being funding for communities, which is a very good sales pitch, but ultimately it is going into the pockets of GPs or their other practices.
Well, it's going into the practice because it's what it is. It's trying to deliver a service, and that service requires a practice nurse. It requires an IT system, because we know if we can deliver that service, we can keep people at a hospital. And I suppose it isn't a sales pitch. You know, if you look at the international evidence on this, we know that if you have a healthcare system that is based around a strong general practice, we know it's more cost-effective and it's higher quality. It brings better outcomes for patients. Unfortunately, in Ireland, we have a very hospital-centric system, where 97% of our funding goes into the hospital system, only about 2.5% of our funding comes into general practice. Now, our near neighbours, the UK, the equivalent figure is 10%, so it's four times as much funding for general practice. So we really are at a low ebb. If you look at the international figures in terms of, again, for more data, in terms of what's the number of GPs we have, we have about 60 per 100,000 in this country. International best practice suggests we should have 80 per 100,000. So we're lagging behind on all these different markers.
Can we afford what you're looking for? How much would it cost?
Absolutely, because we know for every single euro you invest in general practice, you're going to save 5 or 6 euros elsewhere in the healthcare system.
So would you be happy for the tens or hundreds of millions that would be required for that money to come out of hospitals and go into GP?
That's not what we're saying, because our hospitals are a really important part of our healthcare system. We need
but
to
the
find
money has to come from somewhere.
Oh yeah, we need to find new funding. We know that if we create a system which is based around strong GP-led primary care, that we will generate, funding will come from within our budget and we'll be able to support general practice. But we also know that we need new funding. We need transitional funding to make this change. I'm delighted to see Dr. Michael Harty, who many of us supported during the last election, leading the charge in this, because really the fundamental thing we need is we need a long-term plan for the healthcare system. And he has been obviously heavily involved in the Future of Healthcare Committee report, which will be published shortly. And he's also obviously chaired the Joint Oireachtas Healthcare Committee. And really what that is going to give us is a 10-year blueprint for the transformation of our healthcare system.
And we look forward to that when it comes. But again, where does this money come from? You talk about new funding. Is that extra taxes?
Well, we have to decide. You know, we have to decide as a country, you know, what is important to us. I'm not the one who's going to decide about extra taxes. But what we do need to do is we need to reorientate our healthcare system towards a GP-led primary care healthcare system.
Yeah, but you may not be making that decision. But if you decide to follow your course of action, the money that will go into that is not going into schools, it's not going into hospitals, it's not going into roads. So ultimately, that decision has to be made, which is why I'm asking you where the money should come from.
Well, as I said, you know, that's not going to be my decision. It isn't going to be my decision. But I think if you talk to people on the street, one of the most compelling presentations that we had at the National Association of General Practitioners AGM over the weekend was actually not from a GP at all. It was from a patient. And her name is Olive O'Connor. She's very well known as a health blogger. She, her husband, and her children all suffer from chronic diseases. What she's describing, and she described her very tortuous journey through the healthcare system, trying to manage her children and her husband and herself. And what she describes GPs as, she says, GPs are the gel in the healthcare ecosystem. So they're a vital component. They have been a vital component for her in terms of the lives of her family. And if we can reorientate our healthcare system towards that type, we can keep people out of hospital, we can reduce the trolley, the impact in terms of trolleys and the massive number of people we have on outpatient lists at the moment. But yes, we have to make some, we're going to have to make some hard decisions about where the money comes for that.
Okay, you're not, I'm pretty sure, in saying that NAGP are not part of the public pay talks that you get underway, am I correct?
No, we're not directly part of it, but we obviously were affected by the FEMPI legislation, which has been discussed as part of that. So what we're calling for is, we're saying, look, there's an immediate thing that can be done, which is the unwinding of FEMPI, link general practice to that. And even if we do that, that would bring some resourcing back in and should stem the tide of, a certain amount of the tide of emigration of the GPs we are training. Because we're spending a huge amount of money training GPs in this country, but we're only training them to export them, you know, which is madness in many ways. For this year, the first time ever, 10 general practice training places in Ireland went unfilled. Now, these were training places where there used to be 4 doctors fighting for every one of these places. Now we can't even fill these places. So it is an indictment about how young doctors are seeing a general practice career. And that really saddens me, because I feel hugely privileged to have worked in Ballymun for the last 18 years, to have looked after the people of North Clare. I think it's a tremendous career. I think we can do so much good if we have a healthcare system which is based around general practice. But you can see, you know, young doctors are voting with their feet. They're looking abroad and they're seeing, well, I can work in a functioning healthcare system abroad. You know, all I can see in Ireland at the moment is uncertainty. Okay. So we need to create some certainty. I suppose that's my real message. We need to create some certainty. And if we can do that by unwinding FEMPI and including general practice in that, and then I suppose the next big focus then is the new GP contract, which has been promised by the Minister for Health. And I think those two issues will make a huge difference in terms of reorientating our healthcare system towards primary care, but also giving certainty and confidence to our young doctors
to come and work in Ireland. We'll talk about them going forward. Dr. Liam Glynn, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Your opinion counts. Text Clare FM's Morning Focus, 086 1800 964.